Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Sharon.
Oh, you already connected?
Come on, Lucy. Where's your old man? Bless the Lord.
Are you tired of calling me? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my dream.
Sing it, girls.
Do you feel my empty feeling? You say that all that's dear. You ask me for something.
Woo!
Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Amen.
He made the way when rain out.
Right.
Sure. Bless him, Lord.
First, I want to say God is good for what He's done for Sarah's dad.
Amen.
I appreciate all the praise prayers and blessings. And thanks. The longest I've known Him, He's been a good man. He retired from the service and twice.
Yeah.
He's been good to me since I've known Him, you know. And
amen, Brother Patrick.
I'm just glad that a good man gets to live a little longer. So.
Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord for that.
Bless them, Lord. I'm aware of everything that's wrong with me.
Heaven.
But still you accept me anyway.
Bless them, Lord.
I live with the past, I can't get past, and it still haunts me. So I'm asking for the courage to make a change.
Bless it, Lord.
By your grace, I have hope.
Yeah.
All that you pay. I've been set free.
Hallelujah.
Please take my chance and make me see. not a step I'm gonna take when you're not with me.
Yeah.
I've got a long way to go.
Hey.
But Lord, I know there's not a step I'm gonna take when you're not with me.
Playing, amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, right. I need to get somebody. Take up the offering. And then get somebody to turn the bass on. Brother Danny, you care to turn the bass on this offering, brother? That's the Lord's blessing, don't it?
Well, thank you for everybody being here today. We ask you to go to service. This is the way, this is the way of God, and in his way, in his name, amen.
Amen. Take this one. All right. I enjoyed that singing. I especially like that banjo picking. I'd give anything. Somebody bring a banjo in here and turn that thing loose, amen?
Yeah.
My grandfather could play that banjo, and I'd say, Papa, Ed, show me how to play that banjo, and he'd hang it up there every time. After I bought about three or four banjos, I know why he hung it up there, amen. Just ain't anybody can play one of them. But I sure do like hearing that banjo, amen. Hallelujah. Good job, everybody. Good job on all the singing. We're going to take our text. We'll get right into it. Take our text out of 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Let me say this real quick. This is the status on our internet site, a Landmark Baptist Church internet site. A downloads for June last month was 270 plus. Since Landmark has been online, 52,000 sermons and messages have been downloaded. That's pretty good for a little church. Amen. First Peter chapter 5, we'll read the first 11 verses. Got a little bit of my voice back. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 5. This is a pretty good scripture here. The elders which are among you I exhort, who also am an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, nor willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. It's our text verse right here. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We'll stop our reading right there. I'm preaching there. It's time to get serious. Amen. Pray with me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the precious singing. Thank you, Lord, for these that are before us. For those, Lord, that will be watching by way of the live stream. Father, for those that will be listening by way of the internet page, Lord, or internet, Lord's sight. We thank you so much, Lord, for those who are listening in to the Word of God. Lord, help our voice. Lord, help us, I pray, to have clarity of thought. Lord, help us, I pray, to stay, in this message as you've given it to us, Lord. We know, Lord, we're just a messenger boy, Father. I know, Lord, I'm just a vessel. I just want to carry the water of this message, Lord, for my Lord,
And I pray you'd get all the praise and glory. I pray, Father God, that, Lord, this word would prosper in the thing it's sent to do. I pray it not return void. And may you get glory and honor. It's all that's said and done here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I was glad to get that good news about Phyllis getting to go home. She was so wanting to go home. And I was glad to get that good news about Brother Bruce. When Sarah first told me, I thought she meant he graduated this life. She said, he's gone. I said, what? She said, the cancer. I thought she was talking about Bruce was gone. But hallelujah, I'm glad God is still on the throne. He's still in control. And even though things are bad down here, God's got it covered. But it is a time to get serious. The Bible says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. In Amos chapter 6, verse 1, Paul told the church at Ephesus, awake thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give you light. In Ephesians 5:14, Jesus given a parable in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 2. He talked about standing out, verse 1 through 7, standing idle in the marketplace. In other words, not doing nothing, just occupying space. And in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, Isaiah said, I heard the voice of the Lord say, who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, go, verse 9, and tell this people. Jesus said to his, go ye in all the world, every creature. And we do need to get going for him in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. I just got 2 points, but they're pretty rough. But our country is suffering because we're not serious today. Now listen. Light dispels darkness. Darkness does not dispel light. One of the reasons we got so many things going wrong in our country today, I do believe we need to trim the wick. I do believe we need to lift our lights up and shed a little bit more light in this darkened world. I've got some things to say that they're pretty rough, but I want you to listen to me because they're important. We have political correctness and corruption thriving today because of the sleeping church of our day. I'm going to tell you, I'm not as old as some of you, but I've been around enough to remember what the church used to do. I remember Barron County wasn't always wet. The reason it wasn't always wet, because some of them wasn't going to have it. My grandfather being one of them, he'd load the shotgun up. He'd go up there himself if he had to. And you know, I know we've become a little bit more civil and at least a bit more passive. I understand all of that. It's even in the Bible, the day of the Lord can't come except to come a falling away first and that man of sin be revealed. I understand part of this is prophecy, but I still don't have to accept it. I still don't have to like it, amen.
Right.
The biggest majority in America is the church.
Right.
That's why you see politicians behind the pulpits of America's churches politicking. Listen, this is not no place for a politician.
Right.
This is a place for the preaching of the Word of God. That's to their advantage, and it's to our shame that they let them come up and speak these big time, big name churches, you know. They're in bed with them, or they get up there, you know, and they stomp a little bit in the churches. But I'll tell you what's desecrating the name of God and the work of God. But they have no business there. Like I said, that pulpit's for the preaching of the Word of God. They're placed in the pew like everybody else. And let me get a little personal here. Our border was being regulated on who comes into this blessed country. Now we got gangs and graves because of an open border. That ought not be so.
Right.
Let me get a little bit more personal here. Lincoln Riley, 22-year-old nursing student, unrecognizable.
Right.
What'd she do wrong? 12-year-old, Ja'Kalen Newray, strangled, dumped in the creek like trash. 13-year-old raped in broad daylight in New York City Park. don't like this. A good Samaritan come up on an illegal that had 2 13-year-old girls tied. He took her cell phones and gagged them, and he'd already raped one, but at least he got one of them before they ended up dead because he would have killed them. Now, our country is paying the price because we've kind of laid down our weapons. My weapons aren't carnal. They're mighty through God to pulling down strongholds.
Amen.
I was glad to hear the good news about Phyllis going home from hospital. Somebody's been praying. I was glad to hear the good news about Bruce getting a good report on his cancer. I'm glad for that.
Amen.
You know, two things we need to do. And we're kind of partakers of some of the stuff going on in our country. Two things you need to do. You need to do both. You need to do your homework. And if you do vote, make your vote count.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Don't condone what's going on. I mean, I understand. I don't think that we're probably in too deep now doing anything about it. We're probably just going to see, you know, Rome's already on fire. We're just probably going to see it burn to the ground. But the other thing to do, pray. And I mean pray. Be specific. Cry against me. Say, Lord, help us, Lord. He's the only one who can help. David said, I look to the hills, which cometh my help. Psalm 121, verse 1. He said, my help cometh from the Lord, made heaven and earth. We got all the help that we need. I just think we need to holler a little bit more about getting some help. Amen. Like I said, we got gangs and graves in our country now. And this second point, probably a little more rougher than that one there. Our children are suffering. And they're not safe anymore in America.
That's right.
It's not safe. You wives, they go to Walmart, go to Target, go to these shopping malls. I can't think of them on budget or something like that. Watch your back. Mm-hmm. Keep a taser.
Right.
Keep your phone on you.
Right.
And I tased and ask questions.
That's right.
There's women being abducted in the parking lots of shopping centers,
amen,
and they're never seen again.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not a woman. I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be some hiding this. If somebody lays hands on me, the Bible says not to rise up against any man. So lay hands on no man suddenly. I'll take my time.
Yeah.
I won't be in no hurry. His family won't ask you what happened. They'll say, how did you get away? There'll be some hiding this. But a woman can't do that. She's screams and hopes somebody comes. He takes somebody to catch him back there.
Amen.
I believe they'd be scared to even lay a hand on him. But they might see me and say, I believe I'd take that old man. They might make a fool choice right there.
Well,
I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down fighting, amen.
Right.
Yeah. Our children are suffering today.
That's right.
Listen real good. This is important. This idiot governor, I'm not trying to be polite here, in California, Gavin Newsom, he passed a bill called the kidnapping bill, trying to satisfy the demands of his pedophiles in that godforsaken country or state called California. They're allowed now to come to Kentucky, get little girls like little Lucy, little boys like little Chase, and if they can make it back to California, you can't prosecute them. You can't get your children back. They're protected. Now, how is that possible in this country? I can understand that in another country, a third world country.
Amen.
But while y'all heard of Amber Alert, you know now why you got Amber Alert. They have to get them before they get, if they get to California, no law can be used against them. Man, we become sick. I mean, the head of our country is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, this rough message, there are a lot of facts I'll be giving you today. Some of them will kind of hurt a little bit. It ought not be so. Thank God for a place called heaven. None of this stuff be up there. But it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse and worse under the end. Seducers and lovers of pleasures, more lovers of God, that kind of stuff. If they can make it to California, your children are gone. Forget it. You cannot get them back. They're gone.
I'll go get them.
No, you can't.
I'll go get mine if they take mine.
I'm just telling you. That's what I'm talking about. In America, you lost your rights. Your rights were forfeited. I'm just like you, Brother Danny. They'd have to take my life.
Yeah, they'll have to take mine too.
Yeah, but they're making laws where they can come get your kids to satisfy their lust, their sins. Your children are lambs and they are the wolves. Well, you're lambs. I appreciate that Brother Danny said. But I tell you, boys, it's a sad day. Our country has condoned such a bill as this. Well, I'm just going to get it over my head right here. This present administration that somehow got elected November the 3rd, 2020, I'm still in question of it. And listen, that's just my opinion. You don't have to get on board with that. I think they literally stole the election. I don't think they could do what they're doing right now if that hadn't happened. Their staff is all perverts and pedophiles. Does anybody hear, the Bible mentions in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Has anybody ever heard the name Rachel Levine? He won Woman of the Year Award. That's the ugliest man I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he'd be better off just really be a man, get it over with. But Rachel Levine, the one been highly decorated, never been in the military, you know, he's got medals hanging off everywhere. He's won Woman of the Year Award. Does anybody know who Sam Britton is? You know, the pervert stole all the women's clothing at the airport.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about now, the bald head and the lipstick? Amen, Sybil.
Yeah.
She's paying attention. We all need to pay attention to what's going on in our country. He stole so much, he ended up losing his job. Anybody ever heard of Pete Buttigieg? He's in charge of the transportation. That's why we got so many plane wrecks and train crashes and train wrecks. Jean Pierre, she's the one who goes out there and talks with the media and brushes everything off, kind of smooths it over. Adrian Shanker, again, pedophiles and perverts. What's wrong with that, Brother Eddie? Well, let's just get a little personal. Anybody know what happened in room 216? Anybody got a clue? In room 216 in the Senate House, two young men engaged in sexual activity and they purposely videotaped it and purposely aired it. Why? It's in your face. Nothing you can do about it. That's sick.
Amen.
But see, they're testing the water. They're trying to see just how far they can go with this. That's sick. Bare breast on the White House lawn. I mean, they wasn't trying to hide. You're right there, you know, these are perverts. It's not a woman, it's a man thinks he's a woman. I mean, he's lost his mind, Brother Jerry. He throws his brows up there, you know what I mean? And he just proud he could be his anatomy, just showed all to everybody. You got a naked bicycle riding now? You got a gay pride flag hanging in between two American flags? That's a sign you got took over. That's a sign you've been defeated. That's a sign all the blood has been shed. What's for naught? Your freedom is being taken away. Like Brother Danny said, I'd go after them. Only is the whole army, the whole military, all the law enforcement are going to defend them and they're going to resist Brother Danny, even though he's in the right. Even though that's his child.
Amen.
He lost his rights. You get what I'm saying? Laws have now been changed to promote the gay lifestyle. In sports, in schools, they can take your children away now for even resisting this pro-gay agenda. Why would they do that, Patty? Well, they get paid $8,000 a year for every child they take away from their parents, kicking and screaming. They do it for $8,000, but also they do it because they can. They can come in this church and take every child in this church away. If you speak against it, you're a domestic terrorist.
I am.
I am too. And I'm proud I am. I agree with that. You know, we kind of sit back, done nothing. I don't know if there's anything we can do now, but I appreciate Sister Carolyn Baker, or Sister Christina. She said, amen. I'll be a terrorist. Amen. We're now called domestic terrorists. And they're shutting down Bible counselors. You're not allowed to try to reason with someone that's been, I would call, indoctrinated, or I would call lied to in the believing lie. You're a right-wing extremist if you believe that a marriage is between a man and a woman. I've done a marriage Monday this week. That's why I can't talk. Oh, yeah, I was on my tiptoes up here trying to convey to people what a marriage is supposed to believe. If you believe the Boy Scouts should be for boys, you're a right-wing extremist. If you believe that girls' sports should just be for girls only, you're a right-wing extremist. You get what I'm saying here? Now, listen to this. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 19, "Ye shall keep my statutes." We didn't do it. "You shall not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind." We didn't do it. Cattle, these are children, same principle. It mars the bloodline. "Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed." Y'all know why I'm pro King James? Mm-hmm. I will not. Somebody wants to put another version of the Bible in my coffin, I'll come through with my hand through the coffin, or I'll haunt you every day of your life. I read all those other versions. I read them all. I still got them all. The reason I got this one right here is because God bears witness with this one. I'm telling you, I'm a spiritual being. This is a spiritual book. If you want the Spirit of God, you got to have God's Word to have the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, "And the Holy Spirit won't bear witness with nothing but truth." If you want to bring the truth, get the right Bible, you'll find out it does make a difference in you. Don't sow with mingled seed. The crop won't come up right. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 20 says, "Build up the bulwarks." That's the first line of defense. This administration, first thing they did is took the bulwarks down. Okay. First thing they did is sold all of the wall that we have built, and all the wall we bought and paid for. They sold, they literally gave it away. We need to build up the bulwarks. Amen. It also says, let me just get off of that. Build up the bulwarks, Deuteronomy 20:20. Well, like I said, the bulwarks are the first line of defense. I'm so excited about this Vacation Bible School effort coming up this month. Rita will get the opportunity of a lifetime to instill in these tender hearts virtue into these children. She's right. It does make a difference. They might not remember it all, but they'll remember some of it, Bonnie. I'm so for it. I gave her $100 Wednesday night. I said, "Put this in on the Vacation Bible School." I'm dead serious about this effort. We're losing this battle, but we're winners. I mean, there's one side, Brother Mitchell. No matter what they do, they can't win. You got our side, no matter what we do, we can't lose. What did you sing first song, Brother Jerry? Victory in Jesus? Yeah, we got victory in Jesus. We're more than conquerors to our Savior. He done won the battle. Now we're still in the battle, just the sheep. Shepherd hadn't showed up. What he done? We'll say, "Hey, I told you." Now right now it looks like we're losing. But we couldn't lose today. We're on the winning side. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I don't like what I'm seeing, I don't like what I'm hearing, I don't like Christina, I want to storm the White House, I want to take them by the throat, I want to throw them out. God's going to take care of this, amen. Did you know our schools are now required? Here's your transparency. Our schools are now required by law to hide the gay agenda being taught to the children in the public school from the parents. How's that for transparency? They're required by law to make sure it don't get out. Jesus said, how can one enter to a strong man's house and spoil his goods except you bind first the strong man? In Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. Let me just say, America's been politically bound. That's the only place where it's weak. It's politics. Now, when you listen to a politician speaking, don't listen to him like listen to Brother Eddie. Whatever he says, let it go in one ear and out the other ear.
That's right.
Most of them have got so good at lying, I think they believe the lies are safe.
Right.
But I'm telling you today, our country's suffering. Our children are suffering. I had one more point. It was our church, and I ain't got time to get with it. But I'll tell you this, we've got to wake up. We got to pray up. We got to vote up. We got to do what we can while we can. The goal is to take this country away from its people, to take it over. While they're doing it, Brother Eddie, it's pure simple. This is a wealthy country. They want your money. They already got most of it. They want it all.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the voice to be able to deliver this message, or a lot of these truths, Lord. Go over a lot of people's heads. I'm glad you're sitting on the throne. It's above every throne. I'm glad, Lord, you said, let not your heart be troubled. You said you believe in God, believe also in me. Lord, you got all the bases covered. Lord, you're on the winning side, like Brother Jerry sung for his first song. Victory's in Jesus. Lord, help us, I pray, Lord, to be good stewards, do what we can, while we can. Lord, if we might hear the words one day, well done. Well, we're amidst a crooked and perverse generation. We're in a wicked and adulterous generation. But I pray it help us to shine even more like pearls, Lord, but on a black velvet display case. I pray it help us, Lord, to shine for you.
Yes.
And we give you praise for the opportunity, Lord, to do something for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. That was a lot of information right there. It might have rocked your boat a little bit, but I hope it at least caused you to think about praying against it. Like I said, I was glad to get them good reports. Phyllis got to go home. Brother Bruce got a good report there. I like that. I like good news. Proverbs 25:25 says, as thirsty waters, or as cool waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. I like good news. Amen. All right. I'm going to stop right there and get a brother. Jerry, verse invitation on him, and Sister Sam, if you would please, like to ask everyone to stand.